afternoon, Madam Treasurer.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor. Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Hey, Heather. Cemetery first.
Cemetery first.
Bless you. Insurance is Heather. Let's see. Point one account. $277 of $263. Was this year? This is $277, and that's all the raises. So 3.25 across the full timers. And just keeps everything else basically flat by headcount. Equipment is, you know, usual requests. You know, we always have a couple $1,000 for mowers and trimmers, and then, you know, every year or so we like to upgrade some of the larger stuff because it does take a beating, and that's where, you know, that increase is, because this year was, well, this year doesn't really count because we transferred money to purchase it. Company money to purchase a truck. So that's the explanation for that one. Point four, materials and supplies, $30,000, and I think that's right now we've budgeted $25,000 for the year, and we've already spent $24,500, so that's actually going to need a transfer. I'm showing a $9,000 shortage in that account. So that's where the $30,000 comes from. $25,000 this year, figure $30,000 next year. Printing advertising is pretty much flat. $450,000. Office and telephone, flat. Cemetery house maintenance, I put $5,000 in there. This year it was $1,000. We spent $900 rebuilding the stairs to the second floor apartment. I just put money in there because I don't know what the status of that one apartment is going to be when the tenants are no longer there. I don't imagine it's going to be in good shape. So that's what that money's for.
Are they out yet?
No.
They're not.
Well, one, there was only one eviction.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's two tenants.
Right, but the tenants in the lower apartment are still there, as far as I know.
Both apartments are still there, are still occupied, right?
One we never noticed to evict.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But the other one, we got the eviction, but that's...
But they're still there.
They're still there, as far as I know.
I mean, when I talked to Andy after the legal budget review meeting, and I was following up with him on the foreclosure, and he was saying it could be like 4 to 5 months.
Oh, yeah.
From the time you start, because of the dockets are all backed up.
Yeah, he says the biggest thing was the sheriff's department to do it is out because they didn't do any evictions for 2 years.
Yeah,
and now everybody and their brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is the intent to rent that apartment out again?
Hell no.
Yeah, I mean, I just put money in there because I'm sure.
It's going to be a mess.
It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
It's at a minimum, you're going to need a roll off. You know, to try to take out
a what?
A roll off a big dumpster.
Oh.
For all the, I'm sure there's just going to be
all the dead animal parts.
There's going to be all sorts of stuff. There's been all sorts of questions and stuff there for sure.
Some characters.
Probably some fumigation, you know, some other health things. Thanks, Andy.
They have pets too, right? They have dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I think that's going to be a big mess.
Checks every bus. Yeah. And, of course, the drug damage too, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, and I'm obviously not advocating for renting it out again.
No, I know.
You know, my feelings about it.
No, exactly.
But I do have to take that into account for the revenue, because we do budget the rental revenue. So
yeah.
I will make sure we're only budgeting for one apartment. Mm-hmm. Is that not keeping the other one occupied?
Well, I mean,
I think at some point it's going to be vacant.
By natural.
By the Marble Orchard.
Yeah.
Ooh. So my father-in-law called it.
The Marble Orchard.
My father-in-law was born in the house.
What?
Yeah.
Your father was born in this.
My father-in-law.
Your father-in-law.
Yeah. His
really?
Birth certificate was 20 Columbia Turnpike. His uncle was superintendent from 1925 to 1938. And so at that point, that's back when everybody got, you know, all the positions got houses. So he lived in there.
Hmm.
So he said, I used to say, I born in a Marble Orchard and buried in Marble Orchard. Both are true. Fiscal audit had a number. Maintenance of equipment at $12,000. This year, we budgeted 10. We already spent $5,300. Most of the stuff since we started doing a lot of that heavy service of the equipment. We gimp it along until once the grass starts to stop growing so much, so usually November and December, there's some materials costs associated with that. Maintenance of equipment averages about $13,000 a year. It's been as high as 14, 15, 16, 21, as low as 85 and 46. So that's pretty consistent. Office supplies is 2, which is, I believe, what we had. Other 2,300 and 2,000. Didn't budget anything for projects and light heat utilities. This year was 7,000.
Mm.
Projecting a shortfall of about 800. So I just put in 8 because we know utility cost is going up. So that one had a $1,500 increase. And that's it. That's that budget. So it was up by $50,000. It was basically scattered across 6 different line items, really.
Mm-hmm. It's not much, but I think we can take office and telephone and keep it flat at 18. I think we can keep maintenance of equipment flat at 10. Yes?
Yes. Heather?
Yeah, I'm still working on moving the stuff over, sorry.
Gotcha. What equipment was bought this year, Rob? That
truck.
The truck. It was ordered last year, but it took a year to receive it, and it was encumbered and moved into this year's budget.
And how much was that?
The truck was like $30,000.
$30,000.
Thirty. Yeah, 34. We haven't purchased anything else. The truck's just $34,000.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we purchased this year.
All right. That's the whole shebang.
So, equipment, we're taking down to $10,000?
Yes. We didn't decide that, but yes, that was going to be my suggestion.
I left ahead.
And you say materials and supplies are already going over this year's, probably?
We've already spent, this year's budget was 25 and we've already spent 24.5, so I got to transfer another $5,000.
Okay,
this.
So that's,
yeah,
makes sense.
Okay, I'm sorry, what were the first two cuts that you discussed?
$200 from telephone.
$200 from telephone, okay, we can do that one next.
$2,000 out of 4 or 5 maintenance and equipment.
$3,000,
one, two equipment. Okay.
Telephone down to
1,800,
right? Probably the only other thing that I would wonder is, what do you have in terms of overtime in your assumption?
This is 10%.
Okay. Have to consider reducing that to 8.
Yeah. Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so overtime is 25.
Is that $5,000 off?
Equals just about, yeah. Your new number is going to be 2173, so it's a reduction of 5043.
2173?
Yes, 2173. Do you want to talk about revenues while we're here?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's ultimately going to decide how much we're going to have to transfer out of the general fund.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
To be cut out of it, I think.
Okay.
So that will come straight out of the interfund transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just made, you know, a brief cut at revenues for these three funds.
Did you send revenue numbers over? And you're, I was out in the woods on you.
Yes.
This morning.
I sent you the whole KBS thing that has both revenues. You want me to mail it to you again right now?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I just came back from before, so. It's stuck behind some slowpoke car on that dirt road, and I see the tag, Quartz. Jack Connor, out in the middle of Ankrum, looking for coyotes, coyotes.
Why?
Hunting? Who the fuck knows? I told him, I said, are you carrying? Because this is like...
Quit luck, right?
Like, it's real out here. I said, there's bear, there's bobcats. I said, it's a joke out here.
Okay, so sale of cemetery lots, I put it at 55. It's been on the decline. We're at 37.6 now.
Are these your figures?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What's the delta? What did you have? 527?
Mm-hmm.
And what do I have? 536. So you just made it right there.
Yep.
What?
My request is 536. You've got, for revenue, you've got 527. You just took $12,000 worth of cuts out, so...
I know, because I do the revenue estimate, and the last part of the revenue estimate is how much the interfund transfer has to be.
Yeah.
So the more we reduce expenditures, or the more we increase revenue projections, the lower I can make the interfund transfer number.
Well, what do you want to do for, I mean, at this time, you know, I mean, when it goes to sale of plots, we tried the sale thing, it's a fiasco, and... You do it to encourage sales, and what happens is everybody who needs a lot in the first 3 months of the year gets a 10% discount, and everybody who passes away needs a lot from April on bitches that they didn't know about the sale, and it's just a shit show. We just cannibalize our sales.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to just have a discussion about increasing sale of lots, I mean, I don't have the rate sheet with me, but I can tell you this, I don't think they've gone up for 5 years, probably. I think
more than that.
I think it's 17 or 15. We raised rates.
It must have been 15 because I think it was before I was here.
Is it in the charter what they are, or can they just be changed?
No, they're changed for a good part of the regular budget. We've done. Yeah.
I mean, does it have to go through the council?
We usually just do it as part of the budget.
Okay.
Message. That's how we've done it before.
But there's no reason it couldn't. Could be added to the rate.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think we. I mean,
do you want me to go grab it right now? I have my bulletin board.
No, because it doesn't make a difference. It's like $550 for a single plot. And we have a spreadsheet. I mean, we just add 5 or 10% or something like that, or whatever it is, and be done with it. So take whatever you're saying as a. Well, our sale of lots is also down comparatively because we sold 60 lots to the Muslim community,
mm-hmm.
the English community,
right.
one year, and then we sold, the next year they bought like 300 plots 1 year and another 50 or 60 the year after, so.
I think it's expensive.
But the best part about it, you know, selling, we know historically that 9 out of 10 internments already own their plots. So that's why we discount the high volumes, because that guarantees us a revenue stream of which the internment is 10%. So you raise the internment rates too. We haven't done that. We haven't raised any of these rates in a long time.
Right. So just to give you a running thing, since 2015, it was 30,000, 21,000. 18,000, 33,000, 13,000, 79, which is when we sold to the big plot.
Can we just say 10% increase on all cemetery fees? Sound good?
That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, it's fine by me. Is that okay with everybody else?
Yeah.
I mean, it's usually onesie twosies anyway. There's not.
Inflation even affects the cost of dying.
But even, obviously, we get, when somebody wants to come in and purchase a massive amounts of graves, then we look at it. But I don't expect that to happen. We finished the new veterans section, and we charge them the same as we've always charged them. But that's fine if you want to do that. So, what's your.
I can do that, but we just need to make sure that we think the base, if or the raise is a good base to work off of.
Yeah, I don't, I'll track what I'm doing here.
I mean, I can just pull something together if you want.
Yeah, do we want to leave that at 55K or...
Well, I think
55K is aggressive.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
So if we take that down to say...
I would say 45.
Okay, I'll take it down to 45, but then I'll put the 10% increase on top of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's easy. You just do a spreadsheet. You just add 10% to everything and be done.
Sure.
Move to sewer.
Okay.
Yes, someone will pass away on January 2nd. And the funeral home director is going to say, oh, they just raised their rates. Throw his rate under the bus. As if a funeral doesn't cost $25,000 already. Because I can tell you right now, these are fucked. There's no way it's sustainable. We've got these chemical prices went up 70% over last year. Our materials and supplies are skyrocketing. The cost of everything is up there. And this common energy fiasco is nothing in the general fund compared to the shit I'm putting up with in water and sewer. Right now, the entire sewer utility budget for the year is gone. There's 3 months left in the year. There's a $25,000 bill sitting upstairs. Now, there's no way the sewer can absorb that kind of swing. It's just, it's insane. We've got, we're forecasting a minimum of a $50,000 shortfall in utilities and sewer, and another $20,000 in the water department. And, I'm sorry, but it shouldn't be on the water and sewer funds to cover this. There should be transfers, there are fund transfers from the general fund to cover the shortfalls for common energy, because that was not a decision that was made by anybody in the public works department. That was made by the officials. And, you're covering it for all the shortfalls in the general fund, and you should be covering it for these shortfalls here, too. I mean, it's I talked to Heather about we haven't increased rates in a long time. Even if we increase rates by $20 a year, which would be $5 a quarter, that's $50,000. That $50,000 increase is not going to cover the common energy juice alone, much less the increase in everything else. Last year, you guys gave me a revenue number, and I made the budget work, and it worked out pretty well. I think that was, then I left the appropriations where I thought they would work. But the revenue that's, you know, to match is not there. You're going to be, you know, I mean, these numbers we're looking at being, that's a cemetery, sewer being 100 short. I mean, I don't even have any projects in here. A lot of times I have either some kind of capital equipment or, you know, something really huge. I mean, there's a dump truck in the water fund, but you're still talking about $80,000, and most of it is utilities and chemicals. You know, and we can't operate treatment plants without utilities and without chemicals. So, I mean, I think you guys have to give a really, we need to do some pretty, if we raise each of them by $20 a year, that's a 9% increase. So we'd go, our quarterly water and sewer bill would go from $110 to $120, and that would give each of those funds $50,000 a year more to play with. And if that happens, and there's some, the common energy thing is not going away. I mean, maybe you guys should consider a 10-year note and pay interest only on it, and at the end, when there's a balloon payment, then whatever money's supposed to magically appear from National Grid or whoever it is in the savings goes and pays that nut off, because nothing's going to change in the near future. And these numbers are huge.
The sewer and water is 105 a quarter right now.
What's that?
Sewer and water is 105 a quarter right now.
110.
110?
Yep.
It went up to 110 maybe
two, three years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it was before COVID, so.
Yeah, we did it. We did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went up.
Right.
And that was split. That $5 increase, right, some went to water and some went to sewer.
So, just if you look down at the bottom of the KBS things, you'll see I did make revenue estimations for water and sewer as well. For water, with no changes to expenditures, without the rate increase, we're still off by about $130,000 between the revenues and expenditures. And sewer is worse. It's off by about $170,000. And a big chunk of that is the debt service on Front Street Stormwater Capital.
Wait, that's, in other words, we're paying debt service on something that's going to be reimbursed?
We're paying debt service.
On the balance, that's our local share.
Well, no.
Oh, our local share.
So it's a $2.2 million project. Right. $750,000 is 100%. And there's 1.4 that's like 40% or something like that. I'm not sure. So there's another $700,000 or so that we have to.
And that's why we're doing the short term. That's why we do the bond anticipation note. So we have to borrow basically for the whole thing because we don't have the money to pay for it.
Got it.
Then when we get the reimbursements, then we're going to turn that into a long term, you know, 25, 30-year bond, whatever the period probably usefulness is for those things. But yeah, that's, you know, we borrowed $8.5 million almost, so that's about $250,000 in debt service that we're going to have to pay off next year.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, other than that, if you guys can give me some real revenue numbers, you know, I can. And like I said, something's got to happen to that common energy. That these funds just can't. Not without increasing rates even more, there's no way they can absorb that additional cost. Especially in the fact that you've got regular utility costs going up 30 some odd percent, just based on what the Public Service Commission has approved. It is what it is. And it's not like you add more thermostats or put energy efficient lights on. I mean, these are 100 horsepower pumps, and I mean, I can turn them off. Save a lot of money, but DEC might frown up on it. Health department might not be too happy either. So that's all. If you guys can just give me some kind of guidance with.
Well, I did do a revenue projection, so maybe we should go through that and go through your expenditures too to see if there's. I mean, I'm still sure there's probably some things we can cut, despite. Do you
want to
go through expenditures first, or do you
want
to
start with revenue?
Let's go through expenditures.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, water
admin.
property tax bill, and I said, wait a minute, that doesn't look right. The property tax bill for a foreclosure property in Hudson. I said, why are we paying property taxes on a property in Hudson? Let's see. Or administration. That is what it is with the raises. The resources of the water. Okay. Water and then water and then. Oh, there it is. One. Equipment, 300 is pretty much flat. That's basically what it is every year. Materials and supplies, 2,000 this year. It's 1,500, and we've already spent 1,285, so I mean, that looks like it's on par. Printing and advertising, 3,000 this year. We've already spent 2,600, so that's pretty much on par. Travel, $150. Staff development, the reason that this one's a little higher is we have a new employee who has to go to water school, so that takes place in the spring, and this is the cost of the tuition.
How much is it for that single person?
$3,800.
Gotcha.
And federal single audit is a Heather number. Electrician services is all over the place, depending on what goes on. It's been as high as 2,500 and 16,000 one year. Averages over the last 8 years, it's averages 3,000 a year. Last year it was 2,000, so I just kind of kept that at the same, 2,000. Waterfront and miscellaneous, I think this is rack space, maybe?
Yes.
And some other stuff that you put in?
It's rack space, a little bit of the website, and something else.
Yeah, so another Heather number. And professional services is 7,500, and you know, that's been everywhere from 30 grand down to 5,000. So it's just kind of a placeholder at 7,500. This year it's 12,500, and we've already spent 10,000. It has to do with, you know, a lot to do with grant applications, things of, you know, funding loaded costs for larger projects. Okay. Next is water supply. Equipment. So they have to mow the properties not only at the up here in Hudson, but they also maintain the reservoir property, the pump station property in Cloudbrook. And there's a couple other out parcels, so it was just a mower to, you know, update one of the older ones and replace it. Materials and supplies, $5,000. That's just, it's been as low as 2,000. It's been as high as 16,000. 8,000 is the average. This year we spent, this year we spent $20,000, but that's because we built that, the chopper there for the water chestnuts. And light, heat, and power, this is the chemical feed building, because we turned the power off at the house that's out there a couple of years ago. So this is the chemical feed building and the radio transmitter. That stuff, and that is 2,000 this year. Again, you know, we're already at 1,900. I'm showing a shortfall this year of 650, so that's what that one is. Purification, 0.1 is has everybody with their rates, with the operator rates, There was a civil service test earlier in the year. We've got some guys that we hired three guys at the same time, so all three of them are now have their first increment of longevity. So, you know, that's $4,500 that increase. There's the 3.25% increase between, you know, between those three factors. That's how you get a get your jump from this year was 290, and next year, you know, we're looking at 330. Equipment. There's a one-ton truck in there at $40,000. Materials and supplies. This is right now we budget $155. Through last month, we already spent $135. So I'm forecasting a shortfall of about $32,000. So all I did was added $20,000 to this year's materials and supplies account, because we do, we know when we rebid the chemicals, we know they're going to continue to go up. And that's what most of that is. It's just chemicals for the treatment process. telephone is what it is, $2,000. Right now it's $1,800 this year. We've already spent $1,650, so we short $500, so I just added a couple $100 to it. Maintenance of equipment. And this year we budgeted 12. We've already spent 9. So that one is, you know, anywhere from 12, 13, 20. Down, you know, average is, your average is 13. So that's where that number came from. And utilities is, this year's budgeted for 43,000. We've already spent 42,000. I believe Sam says there's an $8,000 common energy bill upstairs, and we still have 3 more months of actual operation. So that 43,000, I just added 20,000 to it to basically cover the additional costs of power. And distribution. We had, we budgeted 3,000. It's just replace an older pump. Materials and supplies, $40,000. That's, what do I have there? That's, you know, that's pipes, I mean, couplings that we need to purchase. They run about $4,000 each. The sleeves and materials that just go into fixing for our water break sections of pipe. One hydrant is almost $5,000, and we need to have a couple of those in stock. So that's what that number is. $43,000 just for the old plant. We had money budgeted for to do patchwork on it this year, but we shifted some of that money to cover the dam seepage stuff for the professional services, and we shifted money elsewhere to cover other shortfalls in the budget. So whatever we budgeted for this year is basically gone to other accounts. I think now this account is down to $8,500, and we've spent $6,600 out of it. So it's really what it was principally going to go for, and then I'm going elsewhere. And I believe everything else is all human resource related, treasurer numbers, and bond numbers. I don't know what you have for debt service. I didn't get those from you, so they're not included in here.
They're in the KBS one, though.
Okay. So, anyway, that's one.
Let's go through this.
There's not even a lot of water admin.
water supply.
8320.
Well, this year it was paying for that, the construction of that, the floating thing to shoot the water chestnuts.
Oh, okay.
So that one had an outboard motor, a sickle bar from.
Got it. Okay.
You know, so that was a pretty big. That was a pretty big project. This is basically, you know, just to patch things up out at the reservoir. You know, the house, we have to secure doors and things like that. There's usually things that are.
So in purification, if we take overtime down to 8% there as well, that'd be a cut of 56.56.
Yep.
Give you your new number would be 23.826.
Water supply.
Water
supply?
Yeah.
20.
So we're taking the 0.4.
Yeah, it's at 2,000 now.
Bring it. Oh, no, that's water purification.
Yeah.
No, wait, I'm sorry.
No.
8320.4.
8320.4 is at $5,000 right now.
And it averages.
That's why I was asking why it was so low compared to prior years.
Oh, wait. Am I on the wrong?
Yeah, because it goes from 2,500 to 16,000. The average is 8,000 a year.
No, we're the one below it, water supply.
Water supply, yeah, I was up.
Oh, so you were looking at 8310 for materials and supplies and water admin?
Yes.
Taking that down to 15?
Yes.
Okay, that works. 8310.46.
The miscellaneous, I think, can come down to 3 under water administration.
Well, that's a habit number, so you can make whatever other needs. Paying those bills.
Oh.
That's the water fund's share of, like, rack space, the website.
Oh, okay.
And so if you want the water fund to pay less of that share, then I'm okay with that.
Water purification, heat, and light. Is this number just based on rising?
The fact that I'm already $20,000 short in this year's budget, and that doesn't, you know, we know the rates are going to go up after this, so that number's actually probably low. But assuming that there's going to be some kind of a global.
You said how much short?
Right now?
Yes.
$15,000 already. With 3 months to go. Seven.
What are you looking at? What number?
8330.
0480.
Yeah.
Utilities for purification. The budget for this year is $43,000. We've already spent $42,000. There's an $8,000 bill upstairs, and there's still 3 months of operation.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Water transmission material and supplies. I don't know. How come down? 2,000?
Water transmission.
Water transmission materials and supplies currently at 40,000?
Mm-hmm. Can it come down to 38?
Sure.
Yes?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yes.
You want the number?
83.4.
Yeah.
Come down to 38.
Wait, that's the wrong one.
8340, sorry. I pulled it down. 2046 here. Mm. Yeah, this is always my least favorite one. Because it's really just it's operating a utility.
Yeah.
So can we, didn't we raise it during the budget when we raised the rate? Raised the fee for water and sewer?
Well, we just talked about that. I mean, I just gave you an overview.
No, I mean, last time we did it, we just did it during the budget.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have to go through anything. Yeah,
exactly.
Let's do it. It's ridiculously low.
Yeah. I mean, it's $1.22 a day.
I mean, if people got, if we were metered, what would the average be for a person, you think, per billing?
Obviously, metering is based on consumption, so,
right.
You know.
But this is probably under the average.
I think in Greenport, so the total bill ends up being about $440 a year. I think most of the people in Greenport pay six-ish. But in Greenport, only part of the town is actually in the district, yet everybody into the town of Greenport kicks in an ad valorem towards, so it's actually, it's subsidized by people that aren't even in the system. Mm-hmm. That's obviously our whole district is our system. But yes, we haven't, like I said, we haven't raised, I mean, it went, that was a $5 raise we did 4 or 5 years ago, and before that, there hadn't been a raise since I started in 2008. And yes, it is, for what people spend on coffee,
I think we should bring up to 1.25 a quarter.
What?
125 a quarter. 500 for the year.
So.
So $15 instead of 10.
I like the round 500 figure a year.
Yeah, that works better.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, if that's gonna be it, then you know we're gonna. I don't know what else. So we got $750 each. $15 a quarter, right?
Yeah.
Which is $750 a fund. So $750 times 2,400 bills that go out is 18,000 times 4 is 72,000.
Okay. So the metal roof replacement on the old plant?
Yeah, there's a nice green tarp there right now.
Mm.
Tarps are pretty cheap. I don't know what it is, that roof gets beat up. The way the wind comes up the hill or whatever. But it is what it is. I changed the tarp 3 times already, so.
So you look at the tarp for another year?
I guess we'll get the tarp for another year.
Yep.
What line was that in?
834.45.
834.045.
Oh, yeah, right. Look at that.
I don't know if you can find this as riveting as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
I think so.
Sure.
You want to talk revenues?
What do you...
Do you want me to just...
Just plug it in?
Plug in the increase?
Because everything else is going to be the same. I mean...
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see where it ends up after
right.
making these
yes.
changes. Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
You got it though, so if you want to take a look at the eyeball, let's see if you think anything's out of whack.
Right. I'll just match it off. Is that what we want to do with sewer too? Just add that revenue and then see where we are, and then you want to still go through it now and.
Yeah, I think you still want to go through the expenditures.
Okay, that's
now.
Fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Insurance is Heather Bill. Heather number. Are you up? What is that? Is that every year or every other year?
What's the
your insurance.
It's
city insurance.
We pay twice a year, actually.
I know we pay twice a year. I don't know how often you choose one. If it's a 1 year,
it's
you know. Or
1 year, I believe.
I thought it was 1 year.
What's the staff development?
I don't know. That's
for sewer.
I have to ask them all that.
Staff Development Source, we have two new operators. So you'll notice that the VRI consultant is gone. And we hired two new young kids who have to go to sewer school. And so there's about $4,000 each. But a 2A operator from a contractor is about $120,000 a year. A city employee with the same grade is, I think their base is 15. You figure all the bennies and everything, it goes up to 75 or so. So it's not quite half, but it's probably about 40-45% of what you would pay a contract operator.
what are we doing? What's other?
Same thing. That's the... Oh! No, that's a different one.
Yeah.
Part of that is the rack space and city issue things. And part of that is... I've got it over here in the corner. The PLC. We have a couple of issues with... PLCs are basically the project programmable logic controller, basically a little computer brain for the pumps, and we have two of the PLCs that need to be rebuilt. We're going to get them along, so that's what that one is.
And what's the plan for that?
What's that?
They can't be done this year?
They can't. can't be done this year because there's not going to be enough money in this budget to cover anything. We're going to have to pull from the fund balance to make it through the end of this year.
Do you know how much they are, like, a piece? You need two of them, right?
Well, there's two separate ones.
Okay.
Yeah. One is in the Headworks building and one is in, in the chemical feed.
And how much are we looking at?
What's that?
How much are we looking at for each?
I just put a number of 7,500. Usually the controllers themselves are 4,000 or 5,000. Then you've got any general controls to program them, integrate them, do that phase of SCADA, so that they communicate. So that's where it usually comes in. The other ones are pretty straightforward. Equipment's equipment.
And that just is that other is also where the things like Rackspace and Revise go. Mm-hmm. So he's got 15 for PLC, it's going to have to cover that other stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other numbers, single audit is a city number. We already did staff development, printing, advertising. We have 5,000 this year. We already spent 4,600. So, material supplies, we have 2,000 this year. We spent 1,000 so far.
Equipment was the truck.
No, it was only $600 or $500.
No, I'm talking about sanitary sewers.
Sanitary sewers.
Supplies.
I don't have anything for equipment.
That's materials and supplies.
Oh, material.
Yeah, down here. Yeah, so that's whenever you see us repairing all the sinkholes. That covers the concrete that goes in the hole, the forms, the stone to backfill, restore the roads. It also pays for when, you know, Joe Citizen has to have a new sewer connection and they take out a permit from the city of Hudson. That permit actually goes into the general fund as revenue. But the materials, we do the final road restoration, and that money comes out of this account. So, a little bait and switch.
Are we looking at?
That's the 81.24?
No, I'm looking at 81.30.
81.30?
Yeah, 200.
Well, that's everything at the plant, the treatment process. That's, we pay probably just for Casella to haul the sludge away is about $180,000 to $200,000. We are paying EarthCare probably $40,000 just to come in and suck out all the grit that comes in from the collection system.
I'm looking at equipment. 81.30, 0.200.
It's over on the side.
$130,000.
Yeah, there's a... It's over, broke out on the side. Oh, you don't have my sheet.
No,
yeah,
right.
They do, but it's easier to see on this.
Yeah. There's a mechanical feed system that goes from the Headworks building to the chlorine contact tank. Has a leak somewhere in the containment system. And so we're just going to, without digging up the whole yard and considerably more money, we're just going to run an overhead system. So this is to install new plastic, basically creating a conduit, and then running the feed pipes from there. The primary sludge pump, that's the cost of one pump. We repaired one of these, replaced one 2 years ago, and we repaired one of the other pumps the year before. There's four of these all together. So this is just replacing one that's out of service. It's been repaired and it's not repairable now. Cross collector for the, this is in the primary tank. I showed a picture of the clarifiers in last night's meeting. These are the chains and flights that move the sludge towards one end of the tank so we can pump it. We've got some, you know, a lot of stuff is just fatiguing and aging out. And we built a brand new plant in 2011, and now everything is, you know, 10, 11 years old. And so they're all kind of, you know, we repair what we can, but So those things are just, and the same thing with the long chain of flight, that's 50,000, that's for the cross collector is a short run, and the chain of flight is the long run of the tank, and it's, you know, it's just expensive. They're all plastic, and there's, you're talking hundreds of feet of material. It's going to come out of on a tractor trailer, these materials. So that's what all that is. That's the stuff that's that we've been repairing to keep to work, but it's, you know, it just ends up falling apart more regularly. And every time it does that, we have to drain the tanks down. It takes our process and cuts it in half. So it's just the cost of doing business. It's nothing sexy, I can tell you that.
What do you guys have?
Under treatment, maintenance of equipment, you've only spent $756 this year so far. Can we take that down?
Treatment, I mean, it's been 45, it was 40,000, it was 8,000, it was 15,000. You know, an average is 12,000, so just been a, it is what it is.
I think we can take it down to 10.
Works for me.
Just give me a second, please. Okay, I'm sorry. What line item was that?
81.35
maintenance of equipment?
Yep.
We're taking it from 12 to 10?
10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I think we might have to come back and revisit the equipment one, maybe depending on how it nets out once we put all the revenues in and we see where these cuts make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll have to just adjust it from there. Rob and I can talk about
it. Okay. I have to go now anyway. So.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Perry.
Well, thank you. It's been a very rewarding process.